The discovery of previously unknown asbestos after a hospital fire in Solomon Islands has sparked a call for a Pacific-wide ban of the toxic substance. Gizo Hospital in the country's west had been cleared of asbestos in a study carried out by the Pacific Communities Environmental Program, SPREP, prior to the July fire. But local inspectors identified asbestos, which is dangerous when it becomes airborne, after the fire destroyed much of the hospital. A SPREP team identified materials used in recent renovations as the likely cause of the contamination. Pack Waste Project Manager Stuart Williams told Kuroi Hawkins the cost of clearing old asbestos was already daunting, without more being imported.
Our baseline study really didn't concentrate on looking for new forms of asbestos. The whole idea of the baseline was to have a look at the legacy asbestos that was present throughout the region from buildings, in the 1980s to 1990s, and then to actually work on the priority areas to remove that. And so under the regional asbestos strategy, it has an aim for an asbestos-free Pacific. And we thought the job for getting an asbestos-free Pacific involved actually just removing this legacy asbestos. What we now find is that there's new forms of asbestos moving into the region. So if we do want to achieve an asbestos-free Pacific, we've actually got two jobs. One is to stop the flow of this new asbestos coming into the region. The other to get rid of the legacy asbestos, which is already present in the region. And to stop the flow, that's why we think there needs to be an asbestos ban in the region promoted by Pacific Island countries.
It seems incredible to me that something that's widely known to be hazardous is not banned across the region. Is that just an oversight, or is that like common around the world?
I think what's happened is it's because of there's been a change in where materials are manufactured in the world and whether asbestos and materials were included or not included. I think most of the products in the 1980s and 1990s that came into the Pacific and came into many parts of the world, they're actually manufactured in OECD countries. And most OECD countries have banned. They do have national asbestos bans. There's 57 countries worldwide that actually have national asbestos bans. And for other countries that did not put a ban in, I think they thought it was a problem of the past. And so therefore, the need to actually put forward a national ban on imports that were coming in didn't seem to be something that you really needed to do. It seemed to be what you needed to do was just to deal with the stockpile you've got. But that's all changed now, and of course, many, many products that used to flow into the region from Australia or New Zealand or from the US now actually come from Asian countries. So, which many of them do not have, do not have an asbestos ban. They don't have a problem with using asbestos materials. And so the Pacific has been caught flat-footed a bit. They don't have bans on it. And New Zealand didn't have a ban either until their consideration of putting a ban in now, which will come into effect in October.
And Australia as well?
Australia's had a ban for some time, but I think what we can see is the origin of materials coming into the region and actually globally, being produced globally in new manufacturing bases that don't have asbestos bans, it's a game changer. And so now the consideration that asbestos was a contaminant of the past is no longer true. What I didn't state was, of course, the baseline study, the regional baseline study that has been conducted, that's been conducted as part of the European Union's Pack Waste Project. And so that's altogether under the Pack Waste Project, we're spending about $3.5 million on asbestos, and that's a combination of the baseline studies and probably about $2.5 to $3 million on physical interventions. And those interventions, they're targeting the most vulnerable schools, hospitals, and areas like that. But it's a drop in the ocean because that expenditure on removing about $3 million on public buildings is quite small compared to the total cost of asbestos removal in the Pacific, which we'd gauge would be around $150 million. And that doesn't include Papua New Guinea or East Timor, and it doesn't include islands that we haven't visited yet.
That's Stuart Williams.